The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Such a large crowd gathered around Jesus that he got into a boat and began to teach them using many parables. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow without his knowing how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with the sickle, because the harvest is come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if it's coincidence or if it's well planned, but at this time of our year, in this part of the world, we are in the midst of abundant growth. Things are growing. Mostly, in my mind right now, is nature. Crops, vegetables, gardens, trees. Everything is becoming very verdant, very green, lush, ushering in a comfortable summer. And we can pray, or continue to pray, for a successful harvest. But at this time of our year, as we're watching our world grow and produce fruit, we have readings in our lectionary that seem to echo this time of year. From our first reading, from the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord God says, "I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of a cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain, so that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it every kind of bird will live. In the shade of its branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green one and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord and I can do this." This reflects what our world is looking like these days. Things growing, tender shoots and sprouts. Our gospel reading describes the sequence of stages of growth of a crop of grain, from seed to seedling to stalk to head to fruit to harvest. God gives life. And he is the greatest gardener, if we would like to choose this metaphor. The one who knows what each of us as his garden needs to grow and bear fruit. And he fertilizes and he waters and he supports and he trims and he prunes. This is our God. But our God is also a patient God, who waits for our permission for him to do the most abundant of the work needed, No matter who we are and no matter what our relationship with God, because we are His creation, He continues to mold us and guide us. But when we do give our permission to God, when we acknowledge Him and turn to Him and say, lead me, guide me, fix me, heal me, He does. He jumps right in. All He is waiting is our permission. Why does God need our permission? Because He has given us freedom and respects that freedom. We are not robots or puppets, but we are His people. He has created us with a desire for us to respond to His love, to recognize that we are not only not alone in this world, but also good and worthy creation, children made by a good and gracious God. A God who has not only created us, but has also saved us, gives us hope, and offers to us life. This metaphor of gardener as God, as the one who tends the garden, is one that points our attention towards bringing forth life and making fruitful. Jesus uses two garden or horticultural or agricultural metaphors or parables within His gospel. One is the ripening harvest grain. The other is related to the growth of something tiny, this tiny little seed, into something great and wonderful that provides for the needs of those creatures that gather under its branches. The kingdom of God is this great gift that shades us from the sun and protects us from harm and gives us a place to call home. It is the grace of God, too, within our hearts that brings forth wonderful fruit according to our gifts, our disposition, according to our openness to God and His plan. We will bear fruit that will last. And that fruit is good works, love, fostering of life, bringing forth life, perhaps, as parents. Perhaps fostering and supporting life in other ways, bringing forth life that is spiritual rather than physical. So that whether we live in this world in strength and in security, or we live in this world in the sense of eternity and unity with God, we can assist our Creator in bringing forth great fruit. Assist. We do not create the fruit, but we allow our God to foster that fruit within us. Let us allow ourselves to grow. Let us have the humility to realize that we need to grow, that we do need the wise attention of the divine gardener to tend and to prune and to train us into what we might need so that we will grow and flourish, so that our harvest may be great, and so that we may have the grace that we may need to participate in the harvest of God in the world. We have been given a gift this evening, this weekend, this Lord's Day. to gather before Him, to turn our hearts towards Him in gratitude, in joy, in hope, in need, in humility. God has said that He can do wonderful and great things with us and within us and for us. Let us leave it to our God. Let us open the door to our heart and our life, or the gate, and allow our God to do what needs to be done to contribute to this world in goodness and holiness, so that we will be part of that great harvest and do all we can to help it increase. Let us entrust ourselves to the Lord and let Him guide us through life in wisdom and in providence.